One really powerful technique for helping students' conceptual understanding of issues is to have them draw a timeline when the information that you're trying to encapsulate lends itself to a chronological arrangement. So you might be getting them to talk about events leading up to a particular specific event. So it might be something like the Second World War, it could be something more recent. And having them find all the information that they need, summarize it into small segments that will fit the format of a timeline, and then arrange it chronologically and look at the degree of overlap and so forth. That whole process is quite a powerful learning technique. So, if you need a timeline creating tool, there are quite a number of online ones available. The free ones are fine, and but often are limited, perhaps either by the number of events that you can put on, or maybe by the number of timelines you're allowed to have with your account. If you go for paid options, they obviously release those restrictions, but sometimes are quite expensive. If you want a free version that's far less limiting, then you could do a lot worse than look at Timeline.js. The JS is because the timelines are created using JSON, JSON, or that, I think it stands for JavaScript Object Notation, or something along those lines. Anyway, if you don't write in JSON, if you aren't able to code in it, which, let's face it, not many of us are, then you need worry not, because what the kind folks who created this have done have also set up a Google Spreadsheet template. And then all you need to do is to fill in the columns in the template with the data that you're going to put onto your timeline, and then use the URL, send that off to, or paste it into a box on Timeline.js, and it will automatically generate the code that you need in order to be able to embed your timeline onto your website or your blog or wherever you're going to post it. So the kinds of information that you can include are quite wide and varied. You can pull information from Twitter or Flickr or some of the other social media. You can bring in maps from Google Maps or videos from YouTube and Vimeo. You can even bring in other websites and Wikipedia articles and SoundCloud podcasts and so forth. So you can make it a really rich timeline. The timeline that's produced is interactive and it's scalable. You can click on the events and open them up and look at the summaries and all really slick interface. So all you need to be able to do is you need a Google account in order to be able to save the template. You need to be able to fill in the columns in the template, which is straightforward. It's just a matter of pasting URLs and typing your text, and then